Downward dog. And just start to find a little bit more purposeful breath. Yeah, and move your body however, in any pose that I give you to take, is move your body how it feels appropriate to you. So if you want to pedal it out in every single down dog, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to really try to control every single movement that you make. And just walk your hands back to your feet. Interlace your hands at your lower back. Take a big breath, draw your heart forward towards the top of your mat. And then fold in and let your hands, keep them bound, but just take them forward more. And then breathe in again and bring them closer to your butt and heart forward. And then bow again, exhale. Good, one more. Breathe in, come forward. Fold in. Release your arms. Reach up. Take a big breath. And bring your hands together, your heart. And close your eyes. Take a moment. Feel your feet for a second. Thank them for making their way for the rest of your body to your yoga mat. When was the last time you thanked your feet? Take a big breath and let it out. One ohm. Inhale. Ah. Reach up, look up. Take a big breath. Fold forward. Lift up halfway and walk it out to high plank. Now, we just had this conversation this morning about the resting bitch face. Or what is it called?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, right? So I just want you to be aware of, you don't have to change the expression on your face, but I just want you to have some awareness of the expression that's on your face the whole class. Because a lot of times the expression that we're emitting on in our face has to do with something that's going on in our head that we're stewing in. So if you are really joyful and excited, that comes up in our face. But if you're stewing in something from the morning, it looks a lot like resting bitch face. The concentration, like brewing, evaluating, maybe that's happening for you in this pose. Now take a big breath. Breathe out. Take one more. Shift to your tippy toes. Chaturanga. Upward diggity dog. Downward dog. Take a big breath and let it out. Inhale. Exhale. One more. Breathe in and let it out. Jump forward. Lift up halfway. Bow down. Rise up. Fold forward. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Big upward dog. Downward dog. Take one breath. Empty it out. Jump forward. Halfway. Down. Rise up. Bow. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward. Down dog. Jump forward right away. Half lift. Bow down. Go up. And now we'll look to the back of the room. Fold forward. What does your face say? Halfway up. Chaturanga. I can only see it half of the class. Upward dog. Downward dog. Jump it forward. Halfway up. Bow. rise, fall, half, back you go, upward, downward dog, jump right away, half, hold, up, down, half, chaturanga, upward, down dog, right foot forward, warrior one. Just move a lot, reach up, go down, up dog, downward, left foot, warrior one. Really big breath, chaturanga, upward, down dog. Do it again, right foot, warrior one. Follow the inhale up, go down. Same thing, up on the inhale, press it back. Keep exhaling, left foot, warrior one. Use the inhale, carry you back. Awesome, bring it down. Upward, downward, one more time, right foot. Press, go back, down. Upward, down dog, left side. Reach and look up to your hands. Back down. Upward dog. Down dog. Take a breath, notice it. Take a breath out, notice it. In again. And out. One more, in. Empty out. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Chair this time. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Right foot, warrior one. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Side plank, left hand down. This is like one of my favorites. It always just feels so good to like make it almost complete the cartwheel. Now reach your top big toe with your top hand. Grab hold of your toe, yes. And now kick your heel up towards the ceiling. Awesome, step it forward, crescent lunge. Reach your arms up to the sky. Open up warrior two. Goddess pose, face the brick, so sink down nice and low. And then straighten your legs out, reach up. Get really long in the side body. Sink down even lower. Good, again, go up like you could touch the ceiling and go down even lower. Back up, back down. Back up, one more. Now down, stay low. Warrior two to the back of the room. Reverse your warrior. Half moon this time. Now we're not gonna stay anywhere too long in this class because we've only got 30 minutes, so we wanna get like full body everything. Reach higher though, take a breath. Step back, warrior two. Goddess pose, facing the bricks again. Rise back up, straighten your legs. Go back down, two more. Reach even higher. Bring it down, squeeze your shoulder blades. Last time up, down and warrior two to the front. You got it. Reverse your warrior. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Take your right leg up. Same leg. Flip it. Now bring your booty to the floor. Touch the ground with your right hand. And then pop it back up. Inhale. Bring it back down. There you go. Back up. Back down. Now, if you were to get a chance to dance with Justin Timberlake, like what kind of excitement would you bring into your body in this pose right here? Now, don't take it into like naughty land. Yeah. I'm talking to married ladies here. Keep going. Notice how much more excited you just got to do this, though. Absolutely. So reach back up one more time. Flip over, down dog. Take a big breath. Breathe out. Lift your left leg up. Step it forward, warrior one. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Side plank, right hand down. Get long in your side body. And take your top leg way up. Now reach for your toe, grab it. Yeah, Trisha, look at you, yoga journal model. One more breath. Step it to crescent lunge. All of you are yoga journal models. Open up, warrior two. Goddess pose, face the sun. Straighten the legs, reach up. Go back down, sink. Back up, even spread the palms open. Back down, emphasize the squeezing of your shoulder blades. Back up, down, one more. Good, back up, down, exhale. Warrior two, face the back. Reverse your warrior. Half moon. Root down, but rise up. Even your top leg, take your top leg higher, take your top hand up higher. Consider rolling your top hip even more open so your top foot goes higher. Good, one more breath. Step back right away, goddess pose. Good, rise back up. Sink down low, squeeze the shoulder blades. Back up, pull down. Imagine you were grabbing something above you. Go back up again, and then you're pulling it down. Yes, bring it back up. One more time down. Last one up. Warrior two to the front. Reverse your warrior. Down you go. Upward dog. Downward facing dog. I don't know what I'm feeling like. And if baby with you. Okay, you gotta sing now. Okay, left leg up. Flip it over. Go for it. Really living with you. Down you go. Touch the floor. Back up. Down. Back up. This is our version of kirtan here. Down. Back up. Back down. Back up. Back down. One more time up. Flip over right into high plank. Take a big inhale. Lower to your forearms. Forearms. Walk your feet into your elbows. Take your right leg up to the sky. Now push down through the floor really strong and fierce through your top leg. Then everybody look forward. Try kicking up arm balancing time. And even if the arm balancing doesn't last more than a little second, you're getting into an arm balance the moment the only thing that's touching the floor is your arms. Now switch legs. Keep squeezing the outsides of your arms in towards the middle. And then come to hands and knees. Reach your right arm up to the sky. Weave it underneath your left arm. And stretch your shoulder out. Put some pressure into your right arm. And you can do whatever you want with the left arm. Yeah, a couple of you are doing different things. So stretching it out, hugging the floor, like squeezing the shoulder blades, or taking it behind you. As you push into your shoulder a little bit more, press your weight back a little bit. See what happens. All right, plant your left hand back down. Open your right arm up to the ceiling. Just stretch your chest back open and bring it back down. Take the left arm up. Bring it under. Oh, I heard it, Megan, the Super Rica checking out hotties. Apparently on Wednesdays at the Super Rica, it's $5 burritos. Ooh. There's a plug for the Super Rica on the iPod. Did you hear that? Oh. Press your butt back a little bit. Now right above your hip pointers, pull your belly in. Now that you have that awareness on that, keep that. Plant your hand back on the floor. Reach your left hand up to the sky. Keep that hugged in. Now left hand down. Right arm forward, left leg back. Hug everything into center, exhale. And then bring it out long again, reach out. Hug back in, elbow to knee. There you go, out long. Now with breath, exhale it in. Inhale it out. Good, back in. Back out. Back in. Last time, stretch it out long. Take it out laterally, to the right with your arm and the left with your leg. Yes. Now that right where I told you before to hug in, right above your hip pointers, pull in there. Yes. Stay here, notice your mind. Squeeze the shoulder blades. Now reach out long again, take a big breath. Grab your back foot for a little quad stretch. And you can take the arms like sort of any way that you want, but one way to go a little bit bigger is if you grab this on the inside and then let your elbow bend. Yeah. So if you grab your foot to the point where you let your elbow bend in and then try to kick your foot back into your hand. There you go. Also find the balance. Now reach out long, take a big breath. Hand and knee down. Tilt your spine up towards the ceiling like a cat. And then hug it down towards the floor, cow. Exhale, round it. Inhale, look up. Exhale, round. Come back to neutral. Other arm, left arm forward, right leg back. Yes? Yeah. Now big breath. Hug it in. Exhale. Reach. Hug. Back out. What does your face say? I can't see it. Pull it in. Bring it out. Hug it in. Two more. Out. In. Last time out. Take it to the sides. And right above your hip pointers, pull it in. Even the low back, like you're pulling that part up towards the ceiling. Good adjustments. Yeah, Megan. Nice. Reach your arm a little further out and your foot a little further out. Yes. Let the burn happen. Now send it back. Grab your foot. Like find your bigness here. So you're pushing down, taking up a lot of space from the top of your head to your back foot. Everybody open across your chest a little bit more. Yes. Now reach out long, breathe in. Hand and knee down, round your back, cat pose. Look up, cow. Round it, exhale. One more inhale. Downward facing dog. Take a big inhale together. Let it out. Jump through to your butts. Press up to bridge right away. Take your hands, press whatever's touching the floor and push it into the floor. Now bring your feet closer together so they're touching. Knees together to touch. Feet together, ankles together, knees together. Take your right leg out in front of you, yeah. And then squeeze your knees together. Keep them squeezed. Say hello to your left heel. Get comfortable and friendly with it. And then your hamstrings are not gonna be comfortable for a little bit, and just be fine with that. Lift your hips a little higher, but keep your knees together. Lower your hips down. Knees stay together. Back up, inhale. Back down, so squeeze the knees. And then back up, so keep those hugging in, and then back down. There you go, up, down, back up. Being uncomfortable is totally okay, back down. One more time up, stay up, plant your right foot, extend your left leg. Keep the knees squeezing. Again, say hello to your hamstrings. I love you, I'm giving you attention. Lift them high, lower low, go up, down. Up, down, up, down. Push through the heel. Up, down. One more up, everything down. Just notice your legs for just a second, awareness. The biggest way to change anything in your life is to draw awareness to it. Hug your knees and give them a squeeze. We don't like the fat around our belly. We have to look at what we're eating. It's like awareness. Like, why is this happening? Why is my belly jiggling while I'm running? It's because I'm eating too much chocolate. No one did it to me. It's like, oh, wow, that's happening. I'm creating that. And it's okay if you want that to be there, but if you don't want it to be there, you have to make a change. Take dead bug. Press up into wheel, one wheel, make it big. This is like the opposite of sitting at a desk, the opposite of going and doing a run, climbing stairs, swimming in a pool. It's like really just everything, front body opening. Stay here, bring your awareness to your collarbones. Send them apart from each other. Yeah, Trisha. Take one more breath, lower down. Hug your right knee into your chest. Take a twist over to the left. Come back to center. Left knee in. Twist. Your awareness to your left shoulder and draw it further down. And back to center. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh, just a reclined pigeon. Let's double this to a hamstring stretch too. So left leg goes up to the ceiling. And just reach your right armadura through the window of your legs. Yeah. And push that heel up towards the ceiling. Yeah. Now maintain this and just do a little rock side to side. See if you can massage a little deeper of a stretch into your hips and your hamstrings. Switch legs. Take your legs to a wide V, staying on your back. Bring your hands through the middle of your legs, Charlie's Angels Mudra. Squirt Gun Mudra. Lift your shoulders off the floor. Take a breath, and then pulse up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, keep going, 2, 3, push through your heels, 4, 5, 6, 7, make it fluid so you're reaching, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, notice your face, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feet together, hands to the right. 10, 9, 8, 7. Reach a little further. 6, good. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. To the left. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Center, knees in. Rock and roll yourself forward and back. You guys thought you were done with the work, yes? Keep rocking. So there's not a lot of you, so you're going to sync up together. Notice the people around you. Everybody, let's try this. So rock back. Forward. Yep, pause. Back. Come on, you guys can do it. There we go. Back. Forward. Back. Forward. One more. Back. Chaturanga. Go. Awesome. Upward. Stretch out the belly muscles. Downward dog. And just to finish on a fun note, an inversion of your choice. Headstand, forearm stand, handstand. Sometimes we think end of class, we think inversion, we think it has to be resty, but it can also be just fun. Yeah, Amanda, use the wall. And if you want none of those, you can always just take legs up or shoulder stand. Wherever you are breathing. About 10 breaths or so. Good job, Nancy. And if you get somewhere that's comfortable, so like, let's say you're in a headstand and it's easy. What would happen if your hands came off the floor from your headstand? And even Trisha, like, so as you're staying upside down, push through the floor like you were almost trying to get your head off the ground. And really recruit your lats. Ooh. About 5 more breaths. Yeah, really get this to relax at your shoulders. Ooh, you got it. Like get this here, yeah. And then child's pose for the everybody. Come up to an easy seated position. So can be like Indian style legs or just hero's pose. Close your eyes. And just make a tall spine. So sit up tall. Yep. Like there was a magnet from the top of your head to the ceiling. And then the same kind of magnet from whatever's touching the floor down into the floor and pulling you that direction. So you're almost being split in two pieces. And open up your mouth and breathe in and out through your mouth. Now do it in a way so that you can't hear your breath, but it's just a point of focus, point of concentration. So we started off class with loud Ujjayi breath, that victorious breath. Take that through the whole class and then just now breathing in a way that there's awareness on your breath, but you don't even have to hear it. And then what do you get present to? Ask yourself now, what problems do I have right now? Right away, there's no problems, and then the problems can start coming. If we give ourselves the opportunity to stew, they'll show up. But all of a sudden, it's so simple. Breath awareness, loud breath, quiet breath, no breath, counting your breath. All of a sudden, the problems go away. And it's as though we're just making them all up. Bring your hands together at your heart. Take a deep breath. Let it out loudly through your mouth. One ohm, inhale. Bring your thumbs to your forehead. Together we say, Namaste. Good job. Have a great day.